So let's review. The Gemara describes the considerable weight of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, a noblewoman once challenged them and said, "Bneichem einam shalachem. You could not have fathered children because you could not engage in marital relations." Although we have a principle, "Al tan kisil be kevaltoi," do not answer foolish questions, they proceeded to rebut her argument in detail, shloi lahitzi laz abneim, in order not to cast aspersions on their children's lineage, and indeed Tesis adds, the Gemara records this entire discussion for the same reason. The Gemara now discusses particularly beautiful people. I am the sole survivor of the beautiful families of Yerushalayim. Although the Gemara elsewhere lists the exceptionally beautiful sages, Shufri de Rav Kahana main Shufri de Rav Avohu, the radiance of Rav Kahana resembled that of Rav Avohu, Shufri de Rabbavo main Shufri de Yaakov Avinu. Rabbavo's radiance resembled Yaakov Avinu's. Shufri de Yaakov Avinu main Shufri de Adam Harishan. Yaakov Avinu's radiance resembled Adam Harishan. Veiler Rabbi Yechonon Leikah Chashavlei. And Rabbi Yechonon is not mentioned among them. The Gemara explains, Hadras Panam Lehavale. Rabbi Yechonon's countenance was lacking because he had no beard. The Gemara relates that because he was beautiful, Azal v'yasav ashar tefila. He would sit by the entrance to the mikveh, reasoning, Kisolkum b'nois Yisrael, mitzvilas mitzvah, lifku bi, kehecha de lahavel hu b'nei shapiri kavasi, gimira raisi kavasi. Let the women see me immediately after immersing, so that they will have children as beautiful and as learned as I. The Gemara explains, lo mistafi me'ein abisha, he was not concerned about the effects of ayin hara, an evil eye, because mizara de yesev kasina de leshalta be'ein abisha. He was a descendant of a yesev atzadik, and thus immune to ayin hara. This is derived from two sources. The pasuk says, "Ben Paris Yosef Ben Paris Ali Ayin," and is read, "Oily Ayin." He ascends above the eye. The pasuk says, "V'yidgu l'roiv bekerav ha'aretz," comparing them to fish. "Madagim shebayam mayim chasam loisam ve'ein Ayin shaylatz b'hem." Avzar shel Yosef ein ha'ayin shaylatz b'hem. Just as fish are not visible, the descendants of Yosef are protected from the effects of an evil eye. Another incident pertaining to Rabbi Yechonon's beauty. Kasachir Rabbi Yechonon biyardina. Chazi Rish Lakish v'shavar liyardna basrei. Rabbi Yechonon was swimming in the Jordan River when Rish Lakish, who was a highwayman at the time, saw him and jumped in after him. Rabbi Yechonon told him, "Chelich le'raisa, your strength would be better put to Torah study." And he retorted, "Shufich le'nashi, your beauty is more fitting for a woman." Whereupon Rabbi Yechonon told him, "Ihadris bach yahivne loch achaisi deshapirt minoi. If you repent, I will give you my sister in marriage, and she is even more beautiful." Rish Lakish accepted. And Akre v'asni v'shavi gavarab, Rabbi Yechonon taught him until he became a great scholar. One day they were disputing the Mishnah, Hasayif asakin v'apigin v'aremich u'magoyadu magol kotzer, me'imis v'kalbim tumah, when various weapons become susceptible to tumah. And Rabbi Yechonon said, Listi'ab, listi'yusiyada, a thief knows his tools. Mashal explains that he was simply yielding to Rish Lakish's superior knowledge in this area. However, Rish Lakish was affronted and exclaimed, "My honestly, Hasam Rebbe Karile, Hacha Rebbe Karile. What have I gained? The highwaymen also called me master." Rabbi Yechonon answered him, "Ahani loch da akrevinoch tachas kanfei Hashchina. You have benefited because I drew you close to Hashem." Nevertheless, Chalash daited Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon was dismayed by his response, and as a result, Chalash Rish Lakish. Noch nafshei, Rish Lakish became ill and died. Thereafter, Habakkuk and Star Rabbi Yechonon Basrei Tuvah, Rabbi Yechonon mourned after him excessively. V'kabachi v'amar, heicha ad bar lekisha, heicha ad bar lekisha, v'avukat tzavach ad eshav daite. He would cry for Rish Lakish until he lost his mind. V'y Rabban Rahachem Yaleh v'nach nafshei. The Chum prayed for him and he passed away. The Gemara now returns to the incident mentioned in the previous staff. Pagabeahu kaivis, tafsuhu zakfuhu. Blazer Reb Shimon apprehended a launderer using his brazen nature as a sign of his wickedness. After he was hung, he regretted his actions, and so Kabbal Alei Yisuri, he accepted its suffering upon himself as atonement. Ba'urta Amalhu, Achai V'reya Bayu. In the evenings he would welcome the pain. And B'tzafra Amalhu, Zilum Emne Bittel Tayra. In the mornings he would banish them, so they would not distract him from his studies. When Blazer Reb Shimon was dying, he told his wife, "Yedana b'drabban and d'resichi alai, b'lo me'aski b'shaper. The Chacham disagreed with my actions, and I'm afraid that they will not bury me properly. Therefore, ugnin b'alisa v'lo yisitchal minoi. Leave my body in the attic and don't be afraid." His wife later related, "Lo pachis mitamne yisrei, v'lo tafe me'esen b'tarte shnin, ugnase b'alisa. For a period of between 18 to 20 years, he lay in the attic. When the hair fell out, blood would appear because he did not decompose. One time, she witnessed a worm crawling out of his hair and was concerned. But he appeared to her in a dream and explained, this is a punishment for hearing someone belittle a young Torah scholar and not protesting properly. The Gemara relates that during those years, litigants would present themselves at his home and state their claims. A voice would emanate from the attic and rule on their case. Eventually, they took his body to inter him next to his father, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. But they found a serpent surrounding the cave. They asked it to allow them to bury Reb Elazar next to his father, and it opened for them. Thereafter, Shalach Rebbe Ladaba Beishte. Rebbe sent a message proposing marriage to his wife. But she responded, Klishon Yishtamash Beikaydish, Yishtamash Beichayl, you do not compare to my husband. Rebbe then asked her, Nehid Beter Godol Memeno, Aval B'maisim Tayv Migol Memeno, granted he was a greater scholar than I, but in good deeds was he greater than me? She answered, Beter Mia Godol M'chol Lo Yadana, B'maisim Yadana, D'hol Kobol Olah Yisuri. I'm not familiar with your scholarship, but I do know his deeds were greater because he accepted suffering upon himself. The Gemara will pick up the narrative on the next daf. The daf concludes with the following statement, Amar Rebbe Shlesha and Sananan Hain Ve'Elohain. There were three truly humble people, Abba, or B'nei B'seira, V'Yenis and Ben Shaul. Abba, my father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, who said about Rebbe's learning partner, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Hu Ari Ben Ari Ve'Ata Ari Ben Shaul. He's a lion, the son of a lion, but you are the lion, the son of a fox. Ubnei B'seira, as Rashi writes, B'mesech T'Pesachim Shoyu Nesiyim, U'b'shvil Shero, L'hila Shoyu Gola B'tayra, V'ala Etzlan Mi'bavel, Azava Nesi Usan U'minuhu Nasi Alein. They relinquished their position of Nasi to Hill because they realized that he was a greater Torah scholar. The Yonasan Ben Shaul, Yonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, who said to David, V'ata Timlech Al Yisrael, Vani'er Yelcha L'mishna, you shall be the king, and I will be your second in command.